You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are here at the RNIB Products and Advice Centre relaunch in central Belfast, and I'm joined by RNIB's Chief Financial Officer, Catherine Sherratt, and also by Daphne Mavrudi-Ciccoli, who is RNIB's Managing Director of the RNIB Enterprises. So thanks both of you for joining me. I believe it's your first time in Belfast?
Yes.
Yes, it is. So really exciting to be here on such a special day.
Catherine, if we start with yourself then, first of all, explain a little bit about your day-to-day job role, please.
So I joined as the Chief Financial Officer, and I do a variety of things, but probably I'm best known for trying to keep some sort of rein on our purse strings and make sure that we're spending money in the right way, based on the donations and the legacies that we receive, and we spend money where really it's going to make a difference.
So this product and advice centre, this definitely makes a difference. What do you think of this?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. And for me, being my first time here, I love to touch and see products rather than doing lots of stuff online. So it's been an absolute delight to come here, see the products, listen to the people, and hear about what a great difference this will make. So I'm having a fabulous time. Thank you.
And also joined by Daphne. Talk a little bit about your role as well, please, Daphne.
So I'm the Managing Director of RNIB Enterprises, the for-profit subsidiary of RNIB. So my role is to work with public organisations, governments, etc., to drive forward impact from an accessibility perspective, but very, very importantly, sitting here with our CFO to bring in income for the organisation.
And why does RNIB still have physical shops in this day and age? Why is it important?
It's a very good question, because one of the first questions that I asked when I joined, but what I've since realised and learned, is that the physical stores are an extension of the work that we do with our ECLOs and with our community teams. When somebody receives a sight loss diagnosis, they're hopefully kind of interacting with an ECLO, they are put in touch with our community team, and they are told that, you know, do not worry, we've got a shop that will be able to support you to live a life, a full life independently in whatever way you see fit. And so in that journey, and having spent time with Louise and John and Derek and the team, I've come to realize and see with my and experience myself that what happens in the store is a combination of advice, practical and emotional support, sometimes results in a product recommendation, but sometimes it doesn't, and that's absolutely fine. So it's really important for us and what we're trying to achieve as an organization to have that footprint in a physical space in the communities and with a retail store.
And what changes have been made to the in-person experience?
There's a couple of changes that we've made. So one, through sort of the transformation work, we have moved the resources that were supporting the stores more closely with the communities and the nations. And in London, given that we have a low vision centre, we have ECLOs, and we have sort of further support from a services perspective, we've linked the store in London with a services team so that we can seamlessly provide that support and the service to individuals who are going through a sight loss diagnosis. That is one of the fundamental changes that we've made, which is reflected here by talking about a retail store and advice center rather than just here's a space where we will try and sell you some products. We do much more than selling products in our stores, and that needs to be reflected in our structure, in the title of the space, etc.
And sometimes people do just need a friendly face or an ear to listen to.
Yeah. And I remember when I went up to Scotland in one of my first days, sitting with Derek and our meeting, his previous meetings was running long. And I said, what happened? He said, well, the individual was crying. They were coming to terms with a sight loss diagnosis. And therefore, you know, I had to spend that time there. And sometimes it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a cane or a microwave or a community clock or whatever it is, the emotional and practical support is much more important.
I think for me, it's about connection and then a connectivity where people feel that they're not alone and can talk to other people with maybe slightly different experiences, but offer a perspective and advice so that somewhat irrespective of whether they go away with a product, but we might like them to buy a product, they've got people they can then talk to and have an affinity with and perhaps feel less alone when they're going through a difficult time.
Now, Catherine, in your role as Chief Financial Officer, you're in charge of the purse strings and stopping people getting too carried away with money and spending. Has RNIB made a significant financial investment in the new product and advice stores?
So we've thought very seriously about where we spend our money. And I think it's a testament to that thoughtful thinking, what we've seen today as the new store and advice centre has opened. So we've made what I would say an appropriate investment. So it's a great experience for people who come and want to experience it, but also, as I was saying, provide a gateway into understanding more broadly what we can do to support them at their time.
And is retail still a viable option for RNIB to be involved in?
Well, personally, I love retail, and I would always like to think there's a space as we go forward for offering that service to our customers.
How do you pick and update products to sell in your shop, Daphne?
Oh, that is a fantastic question. How do we choose and prioritise products? There's a couple of different sort of avenues to this. First and foremost is our customers. So we get a lot of feedback directly in terms of emails, phone calls, etc. But we also hear from our community teams and our ECLOs what is happening on the ground. We obviously also, since the new website, have a much better understanding from a data perspective on what is selling, where is it selling, you know, what do we get that kind of feedback, data-driven as well as, if you like, kind of qualitative. In terms of how do we select products, customer demand is one. We also spend a lot of time talking to manufacturers, innovators, entrepreneurs who are bringing new products onto the market, which we then put through festivals. We test them. We bring in community and sort of volunteers to hear from blind and partially sighted individuals as to whether this is a viable option versus I am sighted, so I can't judge what is a better solution, right? And then from there, what we usually will do is we will buy a small number of products and test it in real life and see what works and what doesn't work. And then we go from there. In terms of looking at the future, and we brought in a talking microwave earlier this year. We're bringing in and we're looking at talking air fryers, a whole host of sort of products like this. But the team for the last 2-3 months have been spending time on our Christmas range and a lot of our back to school products so that we can continue to support individuals who are going through an educational journey or parents and blind or partially sighted parents of kids who are going through the educational system. So these are some of the new things that are coming from us, Christmas and back to school focus and range.
Any products top of your list?
Well, I can tell you products that are on top of my list that I'm really, really excited about is we're bringing in some talking watches for kids, which they look fantastic. We're expanding our gifting range as part of Christmas and working with our Gateshead colleagues. We are also bringing in more Christmas cards as well as tactile sort of drawing in Christmas activities for kids and everybody who feels like a kid, because I looked at them and I got very excited.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to both of you. Thanks for your time, Daphne Mavrudi Ciccoli and Catherine Shearer. Thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.